Enter Rodrigo and Iago. Rodrigo. Noia, tell me, I take it much unkindly that thou, Iago, who hast had my purse, as if Y strings were thine, shouldst know of this.
Ya.
But you'll not hear me. If or I did dream of such a matter, abhor me. Rodo. Thou told'st me, thou didst hold him in thy hate.
Iago.
Despise me if I do not. Three great ones of the city, in personal suite to make me as lieutenant, off captain to him, and by the faith of man I know my price, I am worth no worse a place. But he, as luing his own pride, and purposes, you aids them, with a bombast circumstance, horribly stuffed with epithites of war, non-sweets my mediators. For certes, sighs he, I how already chose my officer. And what was he? Forsooth, a great arithmetician, one Michael Cassio, a Florentine, a fellow almost damned in a fair wife, that Noia set a squadron in the field, nor the Dorian of a battalion knows more than a spinster. Unless the bookish theoric, wherein the tongued consuls can propose as masterly as he. Mara prattle, without practice, is all his soldiership. But he, sir, had th election, and I, of whom his eyes had seen the proof at Rhodes, at Cyprus, and on others' grounds christened, and heathen, must be belied, and calmed by debitor, and creditor. This counter-caster, he, in good time, must his lieutenant be, and I, bless the mark, his moorship sentient.
Rod.
By he when, I rather would have been his hangman.
Iago.
Why, there's no remedy. Tis the curse of Sarus, preferment goes by letter, and affection, and not by old gradation, where each second stood ere a tooth first. Now sir, be I odd yourself, whether I and any is terem amathin to lew the moor?
Rod.
I would not follow him then.
Iago.
Oh sir, content you. I follow him, to Sarum I turned upon him. We cannot all be masters, nor all masters cannot be truly followed. You shall mark many a duteous and knee-crooking knack that, doting on his own obsequious bondage, wears out his time, much like his master's Asa, for naught but prow enter, and when he's old cashiered. Whip me such honest news? Others there are who trimmed in forms, and visages of duty, keep yet their hearts attending on themes alues, and throwing but shows of Sarus on their lords do well thry you by them. And when they howl in their coats do themes alues homage. These fellows how some sole, and such a one do I profess myself. For, sir, it is as sure as you are Rodrigo, were I the more, I would not be Iago, in following him, I follow but myself. He who in is my iage, not I for lew and duty, but seeming so, for my peculiar end, for when my outward action doth demonstrate the nashu act, and figure of my heart and complement extern, tis not long after but I will wear my heart upon my sleeve for daws to pick at, I am not what I am.
Rod.
What a fall fortune does the thick slip so if he can carry it thus.
Iago.
Call VP her father, rose him, make after him, poison his delight, proclaim him in the streets. Incense her kinsman, and though he in a fertile climate dwell, plague him with flies, though that his eye be, yet throw such chances of vexation on't, as it may lose some color.
Rodo.
Here is her father's house, I'll call aloud.
Iago.
Do, with like timorous accent, and dire yell, as when, by night and negligence, the fire is spied in populous cities.
Rodo.
What hoa, Brabantio, Signor Brabantio, hoa.
Iago.
Awake, what hoa, Brabantio, theus, theus. Look at your house, your daughter, and your bags, theus, theus.
Bra.
Above. What is the reason of this terrible summons? What is the matter there?
Rodo.
Signor, is all your familia within?
Iago.
Are your doors locked?
Bra.
Why? Wherefore ask you this?
Iago.
Sir, you are robbed, for shame put on your gown, your heart is burst, you have lost half your soul you, and now, now, very now, an old black ram is tupping your white you. Arise, arise, awake the snorting citizens with the bell, or else the Doyle will make a grand sire of you. Arise, I say.
Bra.
What, how you lost your wits?
Rod.
Most reverend senior, do you know my voice?
Bra.
Not I, what are you?
Rod.
My name is Rodrigo.
Bra.
The worse are welcome, I how charge thee not to haunt about my doors, in honest plainness thou hast heard me say, my daughter is not for thee. And now in madness, being full of supper, and distempering draughts, upon malicious nowery, dost thou come to start my quiet?
Rod.
Sir, sir, sir.
Bra.
But thou must needs be sure, my spirits and my place how in their power to make this bitter to thee.
Roto. Patience good sir.
Bra. What tellst thou me of robbing? This is Venice, my house is not a grange.
Roto.
Most grau brabandio, in simple and pure sole, I come to you.
Ya.
Sir, you are one of those that will not saru God, if the Doyle bid you. Because we come to do you sarus, and you think we are ruffians, you'll have your daughter coured with a Barbary horse, you'll have your nephews neigh to you, you'll have coursers for cousins, and gennets for germains.
Bra. What profane wretch art thou?
Ya. I am one sir, that comes to tell you, your daughter and the Moor, are making the beast with two backs.
Bra. Thou art a villain.
Iago. You are a senator.
Bra.
This thou shalt answer. I know thee Roderigo.
Rod.
Sir, I will answer anything. But I beseech you if't be your pleasure, and most wise consent, as partly I find it is, that your fair daughter, at this Aduen and Dullwatch oath night transported with no worse nor better guard, but with an of common hire, a gondolier, to the gross clasps of a licious Moor, if this be known to you, and your allowance, we then how done you bold, and saucy wrongs. But if you know not this, my manners tell me, we how your wrong rebuke. Do not belay that from the sense of all chillity, I thus would play and trifle with your reuerance. Your daughter, if you how not given her leu, I say again, hath made a gross a reu old, tying her duty, beauty, wit, and fortunes in an extravagant, and wheeling stranger, of here, and you reware, straight satisfy yourself. If she be in her chamber, or your house, let loose on me the iestus of the state for thus deluding you.
Bra.
Strike on the tinder, hoa, gua me a taper, call VP all my people, this accident is not unlike my dream, belief of it oppresses me already.
Light, I say, light.
Enter.
Iag.
Farewell, for I must leave you. It seems not meet, nor wholesome to my place to be producted, as if I stay, I shall, against the Moor. For I do know the state, howe'er this may gall him with some check, cannot with safety cast him. For he's embarked with such loud reason to the Cyprus wars, which you are now stands in act, that for their souls another of his fatome, they how none, to lead their business. In which regard, though I do hate him as I do hell pains, yet, for necessity of present life, I must show out a flag, and signa of blue, which is indeed but signa, that you shall surely find him lead to the Sagittary the Rays search, and there will I be with him. So farewell.
Enter.
Enter Brabandio, with saruins and torches.
Bra.
It is too true and you ill. Gone she is, and what's to come of my despised time, is naught but bitterness. Now Roderigo, where didst thou see her? Oh, unhappy girl, with the Moor say'st thou? Who would be a father? How didst thou know 'twas she? Oh, she disowes me past thought, what said she to you? Get mo tapers. Raise all my kindred. Are they married, think you?
Roto.
Truly I think ye they are.
Bra.
Oh, Hewen, how got she out? Oh, treason of the blood. Fathers, from hence trust not your daughters' minds by what you see them act. Is there not charm, by which the property of youth, and maidhood may be obest? How you not read Roderigo, of some such thing?
Rod.
Yes sir, I how indeed.
Bra.
Call VP my brother, oh would you had her. Some one way, some another. Do you know where we may apprehend her, and the Moor?
Rod.
I think ye I can discour him, if you please to get good guard, and go along with me.
Bra.
Pray you lead on. At your house seal a call, I may command at most, get weapons, hoa, and raise some special officers of might, on good Roderigo, I will ye sear your pains.
Exeunt.
Sana Secunda. Enter Othello, Iago, attendants, with torches.
Ya.
Though in the trade of war I have slain men, yet though I hold it very stuff oath conscience to do no contrived murder, I lack ye iniquity sometime to do me sorrows.
9.
Or 10 times I had thought to yirk him here under the ribs.
Othello.
Tis better as it is.
Iago.
Nay but he prated, and spoke such scurvy, and provoking terms against your honor, that with a little godliness I how I did full hard forbear him. But I pray you sir, are you fast married? Be assured of this, that the Magnifico is much belewed, and hath in his effect a voice potential as double as the Duke's, he will die you, or put upon you, what restraint or grievance, the law, with all his might, to enforce it on, will GUA him cable.
Awful.
Let him do his spite, my saruses, which I how done the signori shall out-tongue his complaints. 'Tis yet to know, which when I know, that boasting is an honor, I shall promulgate. I fetch my life and being, from men of royal siege. And my demerits may speak, bonneted, to as proud a fortune as this that I how reached. For no Iago, but that I lew the gentle Desdemona, I would not my vnhoused free condition put into circumscription, and confine, for the sea's worth. But Loca, what lights come yond? Enter Cassio, with torches. Iago. Those are the raised father, and his friends, you were best go in.
Othel.
Not I must be found. My parts, my title, and my perfect soul shall manifest me rightly. Is it they? Iago. By Onis, I think ye know.
Othel.
The saruance of the dukes? And my lieutenant? The goodness of the ninth prunew, friends, what is the news?
Cassio.
The duke does greet you, general, and he requires your haste, post-haste appearance, you in on the instant.
Othello.
What is the matter, think you?
Cassio.
Something from Cyprus, as I may die you in, it is a business of some heat. The galley's house and a dozen sequent messengers this very night, at one another's heels, and many of the consuls, raised and met, are at the duke's already. You have been hotly called for, when being not at your lodging to be found, the Senate hath sent about 3 suerall quests, to search you out.
Othel.
Tis well I am found by you, I will but spend a word here in the house, and go with you.
Cassio.
Onchient, what makes he here?
Iago.
Faith, he tonight hath boarded a land carract, if it prue a lawful prize, he's made for Oya.
Cassio.
I do not understand.
Iago.
He's married.
Cassio.
To who?
Iago.
Marry to come captain, will you go?
Othel.
How with you?
Cassio.
Here comes another troop to seek for you. Enter Brabandio, Roderigo, with officers, and torches.
Iago.
It is Brabandio, General Beaduised, he comes to bad intent.
Othello.
Hala, stand there.
Rodo.
Senor, it is the Moor.
Bra.
Down with him, thief.
Iago.
You, Roderigo? Come sir, I am for you.
Ode.
Keep VP your bright swords, for the dew will rest them. Good senor, you shall more command with years, than with your weapons.
Bra.
O thou foul thief, where hast thou stowed my daughter? Damned as thou art, thou hast enchanted her for Ela refer me to all things of sense, if she in chains of magic were not bound, whether a maid, so tender, fair, and happy, so opposite to marriage, that she shun the wealthy curled dearling of our nation, would Oya how, t incur a general mock, run from her guardage to the sooty bosom, of such a thing as thou, to fear, not to delight? I adj me the world, if tis not grosse in sense, that thou hast practised on her with full charm, abust her delicate youth, with drugs or minerals, that weakens motion. Ela how it disputed on, tis probable, and palpable to thinking, I therefore apprehend and do attach thee, for an abuser of the world, a practiser of arts inhibited, and out of ward, lay hold upon him, if he do resist subdue him, at his peril.
Ode.
Hold your hands both you of my inclining, and the rest. Were it my cue to fight, I should have known it without a prompter. Whether will you that I go to answer this your charge?
Bra.
To prison, till fit time of law, and course of direct session call thee to answer.
Ode.
What if I do obey? How may the duke be therewith satisfied, whose messengers are here about my side, upon some present business of the state, to bring me to him?
Officer.
Tis true most worthy senior, the duke's in council, and your noble self, I am sure is sent for.
Bra.
How? The duke in council? In this time of the night? Bring him away, mine's not an idle cause. The duke himself, or any of my brothers of the state, cannot but feel this wrong, as 'twere their own, for if such actions may how passage free, bonds laws, and pagans shall our statesmen be.
Exeunt.
Scena tertia. Enter duke, senators, and officers.
Duke.
There's no composition in this nose, that gives them credit.
One dot senator indeed, they are disproportioned, my letters say, 100 and suan galleys.
Duke.
And mine 140.
Two dot Cena.
And mine 200, but though they amp not on a highest accompt, as in these cases where the AMA reports, 'tis oft with difference, yet do they all confirm a Turkish fleet, and bearing VP to Cyprus.
Duke.
Nay, it is possible enough to I judgment, I do not so secure me in the error, but the main article I do approve and fear a full sense.
Sailor within.
What hoa, what hoa, what hoa?
Enter sailor.
Officer.
A messenger from the galleys.
Duke. Now? What's the business? Sailor. The Turkish preparation makes for Rhodes, so was I bid report here to the state, by Signor Angelo.
Duke.
How say you by this change? Senator, this cannot be by no assay of reason. 'Tis a pageant to keep versus in false gaze, when we consider th importancy of Cyprus to the Turk, and let our cellus again but understand, that as it more concerns the Turk than Rhodes, so may he with more facile question beer it, for that it stands not in such warlike brace, but altogether lacks th abilities that Rhodes is dressed in. If we make thought of this, we must not think he the Turk is so skillful, to leave that latest, which concerns him first, neglecting an attempt of ease, and